Two-thirds of the states that sued Microsoft for antitrust violations said in federal court this morning that they are about ready to join the Justice Department's settlement announced last week. The other third want to go back to court, a prospect that does not please the software giant. The settlement between Microsoft and the Bush Justice Department restricts the company's business dealings for years to come, but critics say it's not tough enough on Microsoft. NPR's Larry Abramson was at the courthouse this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What does this mean for the proposed settlement?
Well, what it means is that the Justice Department could end up with a final settlement and end this suit, but anywhere from 6 to 12 of the states, remember the states joined their suit with the federal government suit, anywhere from 6 to 12 of the states could end up going back to court and trying to get the judge to impose tougher settlement standards on Microsoft than the federal government was originally going to demand. Six of the states are very happy with what the federal government has agreed to, and they're willing to sign on.
So it really does break into thirds. You got six, six, and six.
Pretty much, although things are changing every minute. The negotiations are continuing right now, right through lunch. The judge is giving them a little bit of extra time to try to get their ducks in a row.
Now, which states are holdouts?
Well, some of the most important states are California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Wisconsin. These states, we don't know exactly what they're bargaining for, but they apparently want tougher enforcement provisions. They have been negotiating for tougher sanctions from the very beginning. They're some of the states that insisted that the federal government try to break Microsoft in two, if you can remember back that far. They're the ones who said that the only way to deal with a competitor this powerful was to split them in half. These states are still very adamant that they need a way to make sure that Microsoft really will obey this consent decree. You know, in the past, Microsoft has been accused of sort of wriggling out of these kinds of agreements.
So you got six in, six out, and six wavering, is that it?
That's pretty much it. I think one thing that's important to keep in mind, Bob, is that even the federal government's agreement, which appears to have been wrapped up and tied with a bow, that has to go through a review process by this judge. She has to sit there and listen to testimony by competitors, economists, who will say whether or not they think the federal government's agreement really is in the public interest. If she feels that they have been too easy on Microsoft or too tough, she can come in and say, you know, there's something that came up in this case, in this many months of trial, that you haven't addressed. I think you need to go back and add provisions that deal with some of these things. So everything really isn't over until she signs off and says the deal's done.
And Microsoft wants the settlement.
Microsoft feels that, well, of course, Microsoft has never admitted to doing anything wrong. They feel like they've made big sacrifices in the agreement that they signed with the Justice Department. And they said today in court that as far as they're concerned, negotiating is over. They made their compromises with the Justice Department. They made some compromises with the states. And they'll wait a few more hours and see if everybody can agree on something. But they really don't feel like they want to go back to negotiating. They know that it is not a happy prospect to all of these states and to the federal government that they might have to go back into court, spend possibly years litigating this case. Because remember, all of this still has appeals to go through.
It's already 4 years old, and it's going to be costly for both sides.
It's getting very costly, and you remember, I think some of these states have kind of indicated that they really don't want to spend their time doing this anymore. Life has changed since September 11th. They have other priorities, and I think they don't really want to tell their voters that they're going to be spending time on this antitrust suit.
NPR's Larry Abramson.